Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
First this morning, Liam Byrne, a Kinahan organised crime group leader, described in the High Court as being heavily involved in drug trafficking and violent crime, was arrested in Spain over the weekend in another major crackdown to dismantle the Kinahan cartel. Liam's brother David was shot dead at the Regency Hotel in Dublin back in 2016, which led to the escalating Hutch Kinahan feud, which has claimed 18 lives. Well, to discuss the significance of this arrest, I'm joined on the line by John O'Driscoll, retired Assistant Garda Commissioner, and Nicola Tallant, Investigations Editor at the Sunday World. And you're both very welcome. John, first, how significant do you believe this arrest is?
I think it's very significant when one recalls the press conference at City Hall in April of last year when we spoke about the unrelenting nature of international law enforcement's efforts to dismantle the Kinahan organisation. And at that conference, we had representatives of the US law enforcement, the National Crime Agency in the UK. And while Spain weren't present, we referred to the fact that they were an integral part of the collaboration at an international level. Here we see today evidence of that unrelenting nature of the effort being made. Basically, wherever the potential is for success in a prosecution, the particular law enforcement entity in a country will undertake a prosecution. And in some cases, that may be Ireland. On other occasions, it will be, as is planned in this case, in the UK.
And people will see that the arrest happened when Liam Byrne travelled from Dubai to Mallorca in Spain, John. Now, for these wanted individuals travelling to countries that have signed up to cooperate with that strategy that you've just been telling us about, that decision to travel clearly for them is a high-risk one.
It is, and of course, among the law enforcement entities that were in Dublin on the 12th of April last year was the US Border Customs and Border Control Service. And we have seen throughout the effort to dismantle the Kinahans how they have restricted movement of members of the Kinahan organised crime group. Travel is an integral part of engaging in organised crime, and without that capability, it makes it very difficult to achieve success from the criminal's perspective. We saw recently in the courts in Ireland, I think it was in Navan, a conviction relating to the use of what is referred to as a fraudulently obtained genuine passport, where it was proven that a member of the Kinahan organised crime group used the identity of another person for the purposes of travel. And there have been convictions recently also in the UK of a similar nature. So it's making it very difficult for criminals to travel. And if they dare to do so, they may suffer consequences, which clearly is what happened yesterday when one of the Kinahan organised crime group attempted to travel and presumed that as he transited Spain that he may not be detected, but clearly law enforcement in their unrelenting efforts at dismantling the Kinahan organised crime group were prepared for that eventuality.
It's interesting, isn't it, that the decision to travel was taken by Liam Byrne. I mean, they're all extremely aware of the level of cooperation between the various law enforcement agencies around the world.
Well, in some cases, people believe, as may well have been the case previously when criminals were being targeted, they believed that law enforcement had the eye on the ball for a short period of time and then would move on to another project. But this is where the unrelenting nature of the effort at dismantling Kinahan's comes into play. They may have thought that the eye had been taken off them, but clearly over the years since the initiative commenced, there has been a non-stop effort by all the law enforcement entities to take down the Kinahan organised crime group. At the time of the EncRoad chat system being detected by law enforcement, I think it was June 2020, Europol held a press conference and said at that time that the dismantling of encrypted networks would send shockwaves through organised crime groups throughout Europe. But they also mentioned, while speaking at that time, about particular success achieved by the French and the Dutch, that the success was likely to be felt for some time to come. And again, it has taken a period of time to put the case that is now going to be prosecuted in the UK. Mm-hmm. But the potential clearly is there to use the information gleaned through breaching that encrypted system in order to achieve a
and that EncRoad chat encryption service, people might know that it's used to send messages previously believed to be undetectable. That's not the case now, we know, and that played a role, John, in this arrest.
Yes, at the time, the EncRoad chat were selling what they describe as crypto telephones for €1,000 with, I think, a charge of about €1,600 for a six-month period for use of the system. But in about June 2020, EncroChat discovered that it had been breached by law enforcement and then sent a message to all its users advising them that it was no longer secure in the way that it had been portrayed to be. I think the French, in the Europol press release of 2020, they spoke about the French being in a position to monitor EncroChat since 2017. The servers associated with EncroChat were based in France, which gave the French authorities a particular interest in bringing about the demise of that system and utilising the fruit from it for the purpose of catching criminals throughout Europe.
Well, let's bring in Nicola Tallant now. So despite breaching EncroChat, the law enforcement agencies breaching this encrypted chat service, it clearly was still being used, Nicola.
Well, it was used until they took it down, basically. So the criminals didn't realise that the system was being hacked. This was all happening behind the scenes. And for 3 months about, the law enforcement listened live. If there was something significant about to happen, like a murder, they moved in. They hoped against hope that it wouldn't be discovered that the intel was coming off the phones. And sure enough, it wasn't until they all moved together in June of 2020. And they went in, they arrested a lot of people at that point. They made a lot of seizures. They uncovered a torture chamber in the Netherlands and various other things. And they shut down a lot of criminal groupings immediately. But all the time, you're seeing EncroChat cases coming through the courts, largely in England, in the north of Ireland, and in other territories in Europe. Not in Ireland, unfortunately.
Can we come back, Nicola, to Liam Byrne? And can you tell us a little bit about who he is?
I can. He is a very senior member of the Kinahan organisation. He is known as the lead, lieutenant, essentially, of the Byrne Organised Crime Group, which is essentially the Dublin branch, or was the Dublin branch, of the Kinahan organisation. He's a brother of David Byrne, who was murdered in the Regency Hotel. He's a brother-in-law of Thomas Bomber Kavanagh, currently serving a 21-year sentence in the UK for drugs and money laundering offences. Bomber Kavanagh was the UK sort of manager of the Kinahan organisation. And Liam Byrne is also a cousin of Freddie Thompson, the convicted murderer, and others, by the way, from the Kinahan organisation who are in jail. I think Liam Byrne's central role, who he is, and all those relationships show you a little bit about the difficulty there has been always in penetrating this organisation, because Gardaí have not only been trying to to penetrate a criminal organisation, but they've also been trying to get into a family. And there's a lot of blood bonds there. Byrne grew up in Raleigh Square. He was involved in crime, pretty much organised crime, since he was in his late teens. And a very violent individual. He would have been in jail for, he got a 6-year sentence for an aggravated assault. He would have been involved in one side of the Crumlin-Drimna feud. His cousin Freddie Thompson would have headed up one side of that feud, which claimed 18 lives. And he went on then to be a key part of the Kinahan organisation in their feud with the Hutch organisation. Mm. So he's a really serious, he's 42 years of age. He has lived in England since 2016 when he fled Ireland after the cab raided his house. He has interesting set of friends, actually, in the UK, both in the criminal fraternity and quite a few celebrities he's known to hang out with. He left the UK for Dubai around the time that Bomber Kavanagh was lifted, and it became apparent that he was at his end, that they had enough information on him to prosecute and convict him. And, you know, you talk about why he, you know, took the chance to go to Mallorca. I think that, like, we sometimes forget that these guys are human too, and I think he wanted to see his family, and he thought he'd take the chance, take the risk, whatever else the Byrne organised crime group, the larger sort of Kavanagh group, they're very family orientated. They've holidayed together in Mallorca every year for a month in the summer for up to 20 years. They have properties, vast, beautiful properties in Mallorca. And yeah, I think he just wanted to see probably his family.
And this is a significant arrest then. You'd agree with John on that front?
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is absolutely, I mean, within the world of crime reporters and geeks who follow all this, this is like a massive, massive, big, significant event. And also, I think the fact that we didn't realise there was an arrest warrant out for him. Obviously, the UK isn't in Europe anymore, but that there was that arrest warrant. They have charges for him. Like, that was kept very tight, which has obviously contributed to the success. And the reason that he slipped back into Mallorca for a family get-together.
Nicola, thank you very much. Nicola Tallant, Investigations Editor at The Sunday World, and John O'Driscoll, Retired Assistant Garda Commissioner. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.